And I ask you, the sheriff's department, nothing new there?
I'm going to say, yeah, there's something new because the 800 system is being implemented. Talked to Chris Kuhl yesterday at Agencies and Affairs, and Chris explained the deployment of the 800 system and did a very nice job. And we're going to be deploying the new radios. There's about 20 hours of training that everyone has to have on these new radio systems to make the 800 system work and get everybody acclimated to being able to communicate with this equipment and everything that it can do for us, the benefits for it. One thing that we were not aware of that Rodney Walls did before he retired from JPS was link the public school bus system to the 800 system now, and in the case of an emergency or something like that, we are able to communicate with Jackson Public Schools immediately on the 800 megahertz system as it comes up. And it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of advantages to this new system. We're going to have three brand new towers that are dedicated specifically to Jackson, but they'll also be hooked up to the state system, so we'll be able to communicate with state troopers all over Michigan and all over the region, and also with counties and states that join us, whether it be Jackson County or the state of Michigan.
Who gets the radios, Steve?
Well, the new radios will be distributed to all police and fire in the county, and they'll be deployed between now and December. And there's, like I said, there's a class that has to be attended by a trainer. You have a train-the-trainer class, and then they go back and teach the staff how to do it. And then after the mics and everything are distributed, we're going to distribute pagers to all the fire departments also.